League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back.
What up, H-Town? And how's everybody doing out there? It's a little better in terms of the weather, but still looking a little overcast. But we've got sunshines and rainbows all the time here in the studio, as we always say. And my friend Barry is back.
What up?
Barry, welcome and good to see you for another day.
How are you?
Hanging in there.
Yeah?
Stayed up too late watching baseball.
I fell asleep in the last game. I didn't see it, but, you know.
So we got that.
Yeah. We got pizza.
We got pizza, thanks to you.
Yeah. Well.
Yes.
Thanks to Josh Fernandez.
Yes, our loyal listener who we love. But at the same time, you made the right choice in a bet.
Yeah. He said that the Aggies would win by 10. And if they didn't, he'd buy me pizza because I was saying the Aggies were going to lose. And they won, but they didn't win by 10, so he owed me pizza. And, he owed us pizza. He owed the show pizza.
He's a good man because a lot of people can just say, yeah, I owe you, or they'll just blow it off. But he actually came through and quickly.
And he didn't just come through with a pizza, because I probably, if it was me, I would have bought y'all a Totino's. That's what I would have done, like the dollar Kroger Totino's. I'm like, well, you got your pizza. So, not Josh, yo, he came big. Four pizzas showed up with some Diet Coke, because he knows I drink Diet Coke, I guess, a Sprite, a bunch of ranch, some dessert, which you're not going to have any of, because you're watching your girlish figure, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah, he came through in a big way, man.
We love you, man.
I stuffed my face with like three slices. Why do you drink Diet Coke, by the way?
Well, see, I used to drink Dr. Pepper like all the time, and that's how you go from 150 to 220. So part of trying to get back from 220 was stop drinking Dr. Pepper. Because I would drink.
So it's not as bad as the guy that goes to the drive-thru, doubles up on the supersize on everything, and
I still do that
with the Diet Coke.
No, I still do that. Okay. Oh, I still totally do that. Yeah, I'll get the like patty melt meal at Whataburger, Diet Coke, and I'll large size the fries and everything because it's too sweet now. I drank Diet Coke for so long that everything is so sweet now. Like if I drink a regular Coke or a Dr. Pepper, oh God.
Ugh. See, I don't drink. I eliminated soda a couple years ago, but when I of course because. Working with the guys I worked with, they break down everything. And they said that the sugar content is obviously higher in the caloric intent in regular Coke to Diet Coke.
Yeah.
But that they said that the diet sodas, all those chemicals and preservatives are so much worse. But, I mean, everybody... Well,
they say the stuff that's in it makes you hungry.
Yeah.
Which defeats the purpose.
It does. Also takes the rust off the handlebars of bikes. So think about that. Yes. So think about what it does to your intestinal tract if you're looking to take some rust off.
Yeah, there is nothing inside of me that's rusty. I guess. So
if you're feeling rusty, you know exactly how to clear that up in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And Nick Sharara behind the glass. I apologize. My wife bought donuts for everybody, and I forgot to bring them in for the entire station. It's probably good because it's been like a plethora of food fest in here today. We showed up late and missed the Saltgrass Steakhouse festivities.
Oh, they wouldn't have saved us any. They wouldn't have given us any.
Although they said they would.
Oh, they're so full of it.
Right. But
they're
everybody had a city block-sized piece of cheese cake on their desk. But coincidentally, nothing was available for us.
No. Yeah, there's
you're,
no way.
You're a pumpkin guy? No. Pumpkin cheesecake?
No, I don't like pumpkin anything.
I don't either. I don't do the pumpkin spice lattes or none of that.
The smorgasbord that is Nick Sharara behind the glass, who
I'll
has been enjoying everything today.
You'll eat a pumpkin?
I'll drink a pumpkin spice latte. Yeah.
Yes, you will, because you had me buy you one this weekend when I asked you what you wanted. And
well, you mentioned something, and then I went to the caramel macchiato.
Yeah, you thought that was too
so
foofy.
More
I just
manly.
Gave him a look, because I don't like pumpkin.
Yeah.
But he thought it was a look like, is that a feminine drink, or is that a little too soft? So then instead he went to the macchiato, the
Caramel macchiato.
Yeah. Yeah, instead. Because that's not foofy either.
Nothing you get from Starbucks is manly unless you just get a black coffee.
Well, I get Americanos, which is just shots in hot water.
Yeah, okay. But it still doesn't sound... It sounds fancy. I mean, all of it sounds fancy unless you just... Even if you get like a... Can I get a blonde coffee? That's not...
Unless you're John Granato, who uses the app. And he busts my chops for not using the app. Lord. But that's when you're too over the top. When you roll up in your Mercedes and you use your app to make sure your coffee's ready by the time you get out of your car. So you're not out of the car long.
You just put him all on blast in the Mercedes and the fancy app. And
that's John Granato. He is the godfather. I mean, and if you mess with him on the road, I mean, understand you may not make it home in one piece.
Yeah.
Because the Granato clan, it's like the Gambino clan. You just don't mess with them. Unless it's you with male golfer, female golfer, Chinese food.
Well, I don't mess with him. I just think it's horribly racist.
There you go.
I just think that's a racist.
So we're not horribly racist. We've got that figured out. We've got a show that everybody likes because, boom, we've been blowing up. And yesterday was a phenomenal show where we had you guys chiming in throughout the show.
Yeah.
That's when the show works best, when you guys chime in with your opinions, your takes, and what you like to break down.
I thought you meant because I did really good yesterday. That's why it was a
great
show.
Well, but you know what? A lot of times when you're getting over the Mendoza line for the first time, you expect to see it a couple days in a row before you give you credit for being on a hot streak.
Yeah, I thought it was just me.
No.
So it was the callers, the listeners?
No, you. If you have a couple days in a row now where you put them together, then we're going to start giving you the props you deserve.
I got you. All right.
And you're still busting my chops anyway with the text. So we want you to be a part of the show. And there
I'm
are
glad
people,
you reminded me. I need to pull the text,
Yeah,
though.
There are people a lot that are jumping ship all over like it's the Titanic in this town. And we want to let you know we will throw you a dinghy. You come on in.
All right.
We're going to make you a part of the show. We are here.
I'm not throwing anyone my dinghy. I'm not throwing what?
This from the farm with cats. But anyway, what we're saying is come on aboard. 713-780-ESPN. You can text us. You can call us. And, of course, you can tweet us. I'm at Pac-Man Joel. He's at Barry is Funny. Nick is at No Hit Nick. We are here for you. And even if we don't get to it on the air, which more than likely we will, we also are also pretty good about getting to people outside of the 1 to 4 o'clock hour when we are present on the air. And I say that because I had some loyal listeners who were texting me questions yesterday. I said, hey, let me get back to you after the show. One of them was a good friend of the show that is going to Green Bay for the Packer-Bear game and wanted recommendations and things to do. And he basically thought that I was going to leave him high and dry and I would not respond. Well, Josh and Cypress, I think I pretty much made my promise.
Did you just tell him not to go? That was
I got
the best
not only did
do.
I get him all kinds of information, but I hooked him up with the play-by-play guy for the Milwaukee Bucks, who, in case I missed anything, was also going to give him other spots based on where he is.
Oh, look at you. Yeah, so you're a man of the people, Joel.
Right, because we want the people to be men of us and women of us. So
I would have never guessed you as a man of the people.
See, that's just more negativity. It just starts.
No, it's not negative.
It just starts that you can't see the good.
I just said good. That's awesome that you were so nice. I don't know what else to do. I don't know how to make
it. We can talk baseball.
Okay.
We can talk about the fact that there was actually two good baseball games yesterday.
Man, I missed one.
Yeah, because you fell asleep.
It makes me sad.
Well,
that's why I got up at
4:30
this
morning. At 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we had the Dodgers, who went with the short rest for Clayton Kershaw.
Yep.
Entered the seventh inning, throwing a shutout, doing well. Was it a shutout? No, but his pitch count was up there, but he was doing exactly. I believe it was a two-run lead going to the seventh. Mm-hmm. But by the time he left with the bases loaded, some questionable calls at the plate. When he goes out of the game, the Dodger bullpen can't hang on. Suddenly, we got a 5-5 tie game. Looks like could be doomsday because it's an elimination game for the Dodgers. But lo and behold, thanks to a savvy veteran who played most of his time in Philadelphia, they came through in the clutch. The Dodgers got the victory. We forced game five. That's what we want to see. We want to see elimination games, right?
Yep.
So we got an elimination game there. And then we were looking for another one. If you're a Cubs fan, you weren't. But the Giants looking like they were doing everything, even though Madison Bumgarner wasn't their starting pitcher in game one, wasn't available for the majority of the series like they had hoped because they had to play the wild card game. They took a 3-run lead into the ninth inning. The Cubs didn't look good all game, only had 2 hits. And then all of a sudden, like a house of fire, boom, and that was it. They go 4 in the ninth. They eliminate the Giants. They're on, and that's one of your predictions, one of both of our predictions. So yep. That looks good. But the Cubs move on. Now they await the winner of the Dodgers and the Nationals, which is tomorrow.
I think the Cubs was an easy prediction for everybody.
I think so, because everybody goes with the front runner, and if you have the best record, you know, in the league, then most people say, well, then there you have it.
Yeah, Utley had the big hit. I was surprised at at how the Dodgers pitching staff just melted. You know, when you, like you said, Kershaw leaves, and he had only given up two runs before he left, but he left with the bases loaded.
Right.
And then, was it Baez?
But I'll say this.
Baez comes in and plunks the guy, one pitch. Yep. And then Avalon comes in and throws two pitches and gives up a hit and more runs score. It was just, and then Blanton finally gets him out, but before giving up the other one, it was just a bad, bad deal.
But did you watch the at bat Kershaw Bryce Harper? I'll tell you what, there were some questionable balls and strike calls.
Yeah,
and
there really
Kershaw
was.
Literally, who's not a guy that shows a ton of emotion on the mound, twice thought he had got Harper on the corners and ended up walking him. And then, as you said, then he leaves exit stage left and the bottom falls out of the bullpen and it just got ugly. But thank goodness that the Dodgers were able to pull it out, because you would look back at that and have a lot of questions. Chase Utley with the big hit.
Yep.
He gets the Dodgers the victory. But if he doesn't get that hit, boy, you want to talk about second-guessing a manager. Although, you know what? He was at 109 pitches.
Yeah.
So
did you see the look on his face, though, when the bullpen was melting down? They were showing he was in so much anguish in the dugout. He was just – he had his hands in his head, and he was just pulling his hair. I was like, man, that's a dude – that knows it's slipping away. It was bad.
Yeah, it was bad. Ugly. It really was. But the Dodgers find a way to force a game five. That's what we like to see. So decision baseball coming up in a game five at Washington tomorrow. So that'll be a big one. If you guys want to talk about that, and you normally don't, because you really don't like baseball, as you've shown to us, except for the fact that you love the Astros. If the Astros were in it, I'm sure that we would have plenty of interest. But since they're not.
Probably not.
Not so much. But Dave DeLotti was hoping you would. So we have that to look forward to. We can also recap the Cubs and the Giants if you'd like. Cubs move on. But we have plenty more on the show. We've got some good funny stuff for you. We've got a lot going on the show. Keenan McCardell will be here at 3:30. So if you have questions football-related for Keenan McCardell, 3:30 to 4 o'clock, he's in studio. So you can tweet us. You can text us. We'll get them to Keenan and get those out on the air as well. We're here till 4, ESPN 97.5 FM.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
What up, H-Town? It's Barry Laminack and Joel Blank on a beautiful afternoon in Houston, Texas. A little toasty, but it's all right. Partly cloudy. We are here for you. We had a great show last show yesterday. You guys were great about chiming in on should Bill O'Brien be on the hot seat, who's to blame for the Texans' woes, analyzing the quarterback position, and then also talking a lot about the Cowboys and talking about that situation that won't go away, because it seems like Tony Romo is closer than people thought in coming back. If Tony Romo does come back, now they're saying he'll miss the game this week at Green Bay. The following week is a bye week, and then the following week is the Cleveland Browns, and they say, just like Tom Brady, that may be where Romo can come back and take back the reins of the Dallas Cowboys. And especially if they beat Green Bay this week, not sure that all Cowboy fans are going to be okay with that. So we threw that out, and we got a lot of responses on that as well. If you guys want to go back and rewind and then press fast forward and get a part of this show with that, you can feel free to chime in as well. Again, 713-780-ESPN. Until then, we'll move on to other things. We will get to football, and eventually with Keenan in the studio, probably more apropos to hit on a lot of hard-hitting topics with football. But here's another story that we both talked about a little bit, and Nick brought to our attention as well. But to me, it's just, it's the crazy, just this surreal persona that Tim Tebow has. But so the story goes that Tim Tebow's over signing autographs. I think it's in the Arizona Fall League. And a fan has a seizure in front of him. And it's interesting to watch how the tweets come across, because first they say fan has seizure, Tebow prays over fan, seizure stops. Then you wait like 5 minutes, and the next tweet comes out, fan stops breathing, Tebow prays over fan and touches him, and when he does, fan regains breathing and total consciousness. Wow. And it's like by the end of the tweets, you would have thought that the guy was dead and was missing limbs, and Tebow put the person back together and resurrected everything, and the fan was okay.
Joel.
Here we go.
What? Do you know who else did stuff like this and no one believed in him? Jesus.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I guarantee you that the next thing that's coming out is going to be the picture of him T-bowing after praying over the guy, and then the guy's going to come out with wings or something.
Yeah. That wasn't a ball cap he was wearing. That was a halo.
Wow.
If he doesn't play for the Angels, there is no justice in this world if Tebow doesn't play for the Angels.
It's a good call. Because, I mean, look, when you're writing a script and you write the Tim Tebow story, and look, you can't take anything in college, you can't take anything away from him on the field. And honestly, with the Broncos, he won a playoff game.
Yeah, he did.
He won a big playoff game for them.
More than you could say for most of the Texans quarterbacks.
And there's a topic that's going to stir some feathers. But then his first at bat, in a professional baseball uniform, he goes deep, hits a home run. So it just
hasn't landed.
It just never stopped. Yeah, man,
he is a special person, and it was you know, all kidding aside, it was nice to see him stay there with that guy while he was having the seizure, and while and one of that guy's friends was even tweeting about it, saying, you know, my friend had a seizure or whatever. He fell out. We're waiting on medical attention, and Tebow stayed with us the whole time. And that says a lot, because not a lot of athletes would do that. And you hear about guys, and they're very vocal with their convictions and how they feel about things. And everyone knows Tebow is very religious. But to see him take the time, just as a person and as a human, and not as an athlete and a superstar, to stay with that guy. It says a lot. I mean, it confirms a lot of people. Oh, Tebow's fake. To me, stuff like that confirms that dude, that he practices what he preaches. No pun intended. No. You know, to stay there was and to pray over him, because a lot of guys, when stuff like that happens, if you've ever been around something like that, you kind of start to freak out. Like, you don't know what to do. You're like, I'm not ready for this. And his natural reaction was to pray for the guy. So you say what you want about him, but he's a man of his word and his convictions, it seems like.
I think he's a really good dude. I really do. I think that he's fooling no one, though, when he doesn't want to touch the fact that a lot of the stuff he's done is marketing based and marketing driven. But at the same time, I mean, he walked away from the SEC network to try baseball. Mm-hmm. So he's walking away from a really good contract, which I'm sure they'll put on hold for him, but he walks away from it to play baseball.
Mm-hmm.
So he basically says, you know, he's really taking a shot here, but he's got enough in the bank that he's fine. He goes then, after working out a deal with the Mets, he goes to Shea Stadium to take batting practice. Well, it's not just to take batting practice, because they start selling Tebow jerseys in the parking lot and they blow out of them. So there's always a little marketing tinge, but I'm not going to take away anything from Tim Tebow. I know a lot of people had a lot of big problems when he was Tebowing all over the place, and was it excessive? Was it too much? I don't care, because some of the celebrations, I think, are excessive and too much. So, I mean, overall, good dude, shows that he cares. He's just got to show he can play.
So Tebow was Tebowing for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Antonio Brown was twerking for dollars?
Twerking for a living? I don't know.
I don't know. But, you know, you're right. There is a lot of marketing, you know, like, you just wonder, somebody like J.J. Watt, does he react the same way? I have a feeling that if that were to happen, J.J. Watt would have probably stayed, but just because somebody would have had their camera.
Well,
I don't know.
I think if Papa from Papa John's goes down, he's definitely at least praying over him just to make sure the checks are coming in. And then if Scott from HEB kind of has an accident when he's trying to stop the grillers
with
Craig
B. Creepy.
Yeah, then we might have a problem. And by the way, I saw some people talking about this. Your guys' thoughts on the fact that with Brock playing so bad, people are saying all those commercials with Brock and HEB should stop now, because they're just going to tick people off and make them not want to go to HEB because he's not playing well.
That's stupid. That's dumb.
Isn't that crazy?
The part that ticks me off is that they did the commercial with the three guys saying they were all from Texas and how to be a Texan, and none of them are from Texas.
Yeah, JJ's obviously from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And I don't know where Scott's from.
The weirdo's from California.
Scott is Where's Waldo, by the way.
Yeah,
if you can't find him, you find him at HEB.
Old Brock is from Montana. And all three of them are saying how to be a Texan. It's like, man, get out of here with that.
And there's a question that I meant to ask you guys a week or so ago. But you know Brock, who is from, is it from Montana?
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 Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
It's somewhere out west in the mountains. But he was an All-State basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
And so my question to you guys is, if you guys were going to put together a squad of NFL guys to play NBA basketball, what would your starting five look like? Who would they be? Because Brock, 6'7", probably plays the wing.
Yeah, he can't play point guard because he can't pass for...
Ooh. And then there's that. And then there's Travis Johnson, who's told Nick that he's going to dunk on him.
Ooh.
That he's going to show that he can still dink. He's going to take all 330 lbs of sexiness, and he's going to get it over the rim.
Wow.
I don't know if that's
just pull his shorts down midair. Just pants him. That'll stop that.
And Nick or, is the glove.
Or you'll just get something on your face, and that'll be...
But maybe, Nick is the glove. You know
what? Maybe don't pants him in midair. That might be a bad idea. Yeah.
So Nick played with us Saturday.
Yes, he is from Montana,
and
by the way.
Nick is the glove. Nick says okay. He is a defensive specialist. So if Nick indeed is the glove and Travis tries to dunk on him, there could be a full frontal.
Do you know what defensive specialist means?
What?
He fouls a lot. That's all that means. That is all that means.
That is BS.
If Nick the glove...
I have played enough playground ball to know what defensive... It means you just flail about.
But if Trap J goes airborne to dunk and Nick the glove is in the middle...
Oh.
Is it a turn and cough moment? Just ask
it. Get some pills to the face.
Look out! ESPN 97.5 FM.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
We urge you people who support this show to take our commercials literally.
You know, I don't have a job right now.
Well, you know what I would like to suggest to you, Barry?
That might be something.
BeASpermDonor.com is waiting for you.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say I don't qualify. I think they want, like, ruggedly handsome, intelligent men.
And you're right. You're out. But here's the thing. But Nick got passed by on the intelligence part because when he heard it was .com, he started asking how he gets the sample to them via the internet.
Email it.
Yeah, that screwed everything up there, too, because the email system is just not what it used to be.
I can't believe that's even a spot, to be honest with you.
Oh, what? Based on what I've heard on radio over my career in the last year and a half to 2 years, nothing surprises me anymore.
You know, y'all are playing, but I might go make some money.
Well, actually, you'd be playing too, then.
I need the help.
Donate plasma.
What? Does that hurt? That sounds like it hurts.
I don't know, but I have like a couple friends now. They donate plasma.
And they get paid for it?
They get paid for it.
How well?
I don't know.
We need to find this
out. Yeah. I'm sure somebody out there listening can tweet at Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel, and let us know how much you make donating plasma. I want to know this.
Plasma,
I used to donate blood all the time.
Plasma?
But that you don't give money for.
Versus sperm. Who's getting paid more? Because I totally agree with you. The plasma sounds like it is a painful excursion.
But it kind of would make me feel like a superhero. Like, if I got plasma inside me, like, that's badass. Like, I'm a superhero. I'm giving out my plasma. Not so much with the sperm. Not as much.
I don't know if it's painful. I don't know what the process is.
But you got friends
that do it.
I know
donating sperm isn't painful.
You can check. Ask them if it's painful and ask them what they're getting paid for.
I can tell you, donating sperm isn't painful. Well, I guess depending on how you do it. But the plasma sounds like it would hurt.
I'm not sure. Giving blood is one thing, but giving plasma sounds like there's a little bit more to it, and it might not be.
Do they like go like needle into your bone and have to like drill it out?
Something? No,
yeah, do they drill
like
it out?
Can't be like that.
It's like,
first of all, don't ever say can't.
Yeah,
shouldn't maybe, but can't. It always could be.
Yeah,
you got to be careful on that one.
I don't think it's like that.
I don't think my plasma is very good. I'm overweight and out of shape. My plasma is probably like not the consistency it's supposed to be. I don't know.
I don't know, man. Ugh, I mean, that doesn't sound... I mean, either way, but I'm thinking that you should get paid a lot more for the plasma than you would
know.
For helping
you're
people start future families.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're donating babies. What? That's worth a lot.
Yeah, but you're not carrying the kid or anything.
Yeah.
You're just...
Still, it's like, yo, here's a baby. What are you going to give me, $10 for
a
baby?
Here's a cup and a magazine. You're not doing anything other than that.
Well, that's true.
As opposed to...
It would just be really just plasma, be moving location.
Hey, here's a scalpel, and a needle and thread. Go give us some plasma.
Yeah, I mean,
are you kidding me?
The plasma is a lot different. Like, the sperm donation would just be me moving locations more than anything. So, the plasma?
Ugh.
That would scare me. Because I really feel like they would, like, drill into your body or something. I have no idea. That doesn't sound good. Ryan Hill... Mr. Clinton says $20 to $50 per plasma donation. Oh, hell no.
Okay, so what's the process, Ryan?
No.
Okay, that's good to know.
We got calls. Are they telling us what it is?
We're going to find out because the people taking the calls are learning Hooked on Phonics as well as taking typing class because we don't even know what they're talking about yet. But, Ryan, if you already give us the $20 to $50 per plasma donation, can you also enlighten us as to what the process entails for plasma?
How do you get it out? That's the thing. Never mind. I'm going to go too far. I can tell already.
That's a road less traveled and probably better off.
We got a text that says, when I see Brock on those HEB commercials, I'm going to throw up. Like, what have you accomplished to be next to JJ? It's not even that. It's not even
Blake
what have you
to talk
accomplished.
About plasma.
Okay, yeah. Right, let's Blake. Go to Blake.
Blake, Houston, you want to talk about plasma? Bring it. Let's go.
Yeah, I had a roommate that used to do it to make rent, and he said he made like, the first time you get paid more, and then it goes down after that. But he said it takes like 45 minutes. They just draw your blood out. It goes into this machine, and then they pump your blood back into your other arm.
What?
And he said the only thing about it is you get really cold.
I don't want it back, though.
You get it back, and it comes back really cold.
Really?
So do you have a choice? Yeah. Like, you don't have – like, I don't want to take it back. You're taking the plasma out of it anyway.
What good is it?
Huh?
They're taking a lot.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. He said it takes like 45 minutes.
It's like getting an oil change on your body.
Pretty much.
Oh,
here's the
no,
problem.
Thank you.
Here's the problem.
But
Barry's confused because that's exactly the process he went through with the sperm donation. And then when they tried to put it back, it was a whole new ballgame in terms of the pain.
What are you talking about?
I'm just going by what you said in the break. I was a little confused about that one. But Joel, now he figured it out. He's got them crossed up.
Joel,
and that was actually the plasma donation.
Joel has officially lost his mind.
No, I'm just saying that's why he thought that the sperm donation hurt so much.
Thanks, Blake, man. Appreciate it.
Michael, you want to chime in too on same subject? What do you got on plasma?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Hey, so I just got out of the Army in July, right? But while I was in the Army, me and all my buddies, we used to go donate plasma. I would make $780 a month doing
what?
It twice a week.
You can do
you
it
can
that
only
often?
Do it.
Seriously, first of all, thank you for your service. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
But $780 a month?
Man, I
to
would
do
be
it
in
twice a month? Twice a month?
Twice a week.
Oh, twice a week. And is it true they're taking a lot of blood?
It's not necessarily the blood. So what it looks like a dialysis machine, if you know what that is.
Yep.
You know what that looks like.
Right.
So they draw the blood from it. You get to pick either arm. They draw the blood from your arm, and then it goes through the machine, and the machine splits your plasma and your blood.
Mm-hmm.
And then it pumps your blood back into you. You go through probably 14 or 15 cycles, depending on how hydrated you are. And then once they pump it back into you, what he was talking about with the cold, they pump, I forget what it's called, but it's like to basically rehydrate your blood. That's where the cold comes from at the end. And you get freezing cold. And then by that time though, you're done. You're in it. We used to be in and out of there in 40, 45 minutes. We would go on lunch.
So you can do it twice a week still? Like, do you have to be, like,
twice a week?
Now, I'm not
physically
fit.
Besides the coldness, though, too, are you just drained and have no energy at all when you get out of there?
No, not at all. Because, I mean, really, they say, I'm not no doctor or nothing like that, but they say all that plasma is really all it is the water in your blood, I guess. The hydration in your blood.
Yeah.
So the more hydrated you are, the faster you'll be.
So,
and the better the quality of the plasma will be, I guess.
So it's not like giving blood where you're tired afterwards or you have to eat and rest
no,
and you
no,
can't
not
drink
at all,
alcohol
because
you get all your blood,
you get blood back. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool, man. Well,
not
thanks for the call, Michael.
Michael, thanks for the call. And I understand now you can realize why Barry was so pained by the fact that when he was giving the sperm donors, they were doing the same thing with the machine. They were trying to separate the males and the females and then sticking it back. And it's just that's where it gets to be just a whole
just
painful
giving,
problem.
Yeah.
Is it lucrative enough?
Well,
twice a week?
$20 to $50. If you did it twice a week, you can make $100 a week, $400 a month. I like the eight. The sound of, I would do it for $800 a
do
month.
Do we know what the pay is for the yeah. sperm donorship?
Oh, well, sperm donor? No, yeah. I don't know about that.
Because the bad part for Barry was putting it back in.
Jose said
that's where it all went wrong.
Jose said they take around a gallon of blood, so you need the blood back.
A gallon.
That's why they give you the blood back. Because
so
yeah.
how do you not feel tired after?
Thanks,
that?
Jose.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, because you put the blood back. They're just taking basically the plasma,
the
which
time,
is more the
time frame that you don't have that in you though.
If they ever need someone to donate cholesterol, I'm their guy.
See, there you go. Especially after lunch today. After lunch today, it would take maybe 1 ounce.
And then you know what they would be doing? They'd be separating the gravy from my cholesterol, like plasma and blood, and then they'd just be pumping the cholesterol back in me.
Oh my God, they'd be keeping
the gravy.
Can you imagine Barry would be having more tubes come out of him and everybody think about all the things that are going wrong with his body and his health? No, I'm just donating.
No, yeah. These folks need a plasma.
This tube is sperm. This tube is plasma. This is cholesterol.
Gravy?
Fantastic. The size of the cholesterol tube is more like a garden hose so that I can get it through.
They're like, sir, we didn't need that much cholesterol. Oh, no, I got more. Just take it. It's fine.
No, well, don't worry about it. What's the crunch all you want? We'll make more.
I'll be eating pizza while I'm donating.
Of course, the Noid is going to be at the chair next to Barry talking about it. And by the way, you do want to give a special shout out to Josh because of the fact that.
Yes.
Josh did bring pizza for all of us.
Josh is the man, and I want to encourage you guys to go follow him on Twitter. Please, Josh O. Fernandez. And he's a veteran, Marine Corps veteran. He's also a photographer. And go to nexttrail.com and see some of his work. So if you need a photographer, check out nexttrail.com. And use him. I mean, he's a vet. He's a local.
Loyal listener to the show. Yep.
He loves all the ESPN shows. So if you're down with the ESPN shows and you need a photographer, hit up Josh Fernandez. And he's a man of his word and bought like a crap load of pizza. Like I was expecting one pizza.
Yeah.
Dude bought five pizzas and drinks. It's amazing. So.
Yeah. When the bill got to a C note, you have to just definitely tip your cat and say, my man knows how to take care of a lost bet. That was pretty solid.
AJ just tweeted to me, mm-hmm. and he said he goes to the sperm bank all the time. But jokes on them, he had a vasectomy years ago. he just likes the videos.
There you go. So it's not a magazine, it's hilarious videos. But now
I'm in now.
But ask him. We got to figure out though. We got to do the cost differential. We got to figure
I'll just
out.
Take my laptop.
We got $780 for a month of plasma donation.
Yeah, I need how much the sperm donation.
What
is.
Are we talking about to be a future family?
And does this
creator?
And if I start doing this, does this disqualify me from unemployment? Just ask.
But the kid comes out funny. Yeah, first sentence true. Is tip your bartenders and waitstaff. Two shows nightly. Right here, ESPN 97.5 FM.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel Blank, Barry Laminack, we've gone off the rails a little bit, but in a fun way. And because of it, Barry just made a sperm donation because the dessert is so good.
Dude, I'm telling you.
The noises Barry was making during the break, I thought he forgot to give me warning that
he was taking this literally.
So Josh included, like I said, man, he went all out. This is some sort of lava chocolate thing.
With icing on it?
Amazing. I showed it my O face, I'm not going to lie. It was so good.
Showed it? We could hear it.
Oh! God,
it was like
good.
All kinds of exclamation marks and grunts and noises. And I thought, oh my God, he's taking it literally, the donation thing. And I know it's not the plasma. He figured out that there's no tube going back in when you're trying to help people create families.
Oh boy.
With that, Mike is on hold. This is probably going to be our last call on this topic, but we'll get it out of the way. Mike taking the other side, so to speak.
Yes, I can. How you doing, Joel?
Good, man. How are you?
Oh, all is good, man. Speaking of O-faces, I saw some in those magazines they had in the donor room a few months ago.
What?
Yeah, man. Like, they have a magazine set up, and they have a Wi-Fi password on the board, and then you just...
But AJ said it was videos.
Excuse me?
AJ was talking... AJ just chimed in with us and said it was videos when he did it.
Oh, dude, they give you the option. They have the Wi-Fi. You just go on your smartphone, you know, 5.7 inch.
And you went, magazine? What are you, a Neanderthal?
Oh, I gotta, you know, lean... Get to the moment. It's not a race. It's a marathon.
I'm surprised you didn't go like Penthouse forums and just read that magazine. How old school are you?
Now you know that's Barry, right? I just want to be clear on that part of this.
Yeah.
Well, how much did you get paid? That's what I want to know. I don't care how you did it. I really don't care. I want to know what you got paid. Did you make some bank on it?
I got two bills in a matter of 15 minutes.
What?
$200?
That means I could get like 415
Dude,
minutes.
Why are you wasting so much time?
Wasting time?
Yeah, when you said it's a marathon, make it a sprint and just try and come back a couple times.
Wait, do they pay you by
the,
like...
I'm holding it all week so, you know, I could get paid even more.
Oh, so it's okay. Well, all right. So it's on how much you
this
donate.
This next segment's brought to you by Dr. Oz, by the way.
Okay, all right. I thought it was. Yeah. Like, I thought you were getting paid by the quarter hour.
I thought you were going to say. I thought Barry was going to say. I thought Barry was going to say by the court, and then it was all going to run off the rails from there. Once he said that, I'd be like, because he's saying, you know, he's saving it all week. Once Barry said, I thought he was going to go, get paid by the court. I'm like, it's over. Forget it.
Yeah.
I need Salisbury.
Sometimes I go in twice a week. Other times I go in once a week, and it just kind of varies.
So essentially, it is more profitable than the plasma donation because we had the guy call in that said he made $780 a month. Is there a limit to how many times you can go back?
Only by your body.
Twice in a week, unless you're like supernatural. But
so that's what they tell you, Mike, that you can only go back. You can only go twice in a week.
Peter North would be a millionaire.
Something about. I mean, it's like when my swimmers are strong. I don't know the science behind it.
This is getting creepy now.
I was going to say because Raheel and AJ they do a commercial for Low T, so I'm not sure that they've got Michael Phelps loaded up. So they might not be able to have the lucrative contract that you have. But we appreciate the call, Mike. Thanks for chiming in. Don't be a stranger. But we'll probably talk sports next time. So Mike's chiming in. We've got both sides of the equation covered now. So now you guys know if you don't want to have a real job and work like hardworking Americans, and you just want to get the easy street. Well, we've given you two options.
Britt and Dill on Twitter. I guess that was D-Y-L. Britt and Dill said, I got paid to give plasma once. I passed out while plugged into the machine. I came to covered in ice. I'll never do it again. That's hilarious. And they were missing a kidney. No, I don't know.
No, that's not true. But here's my question. Okay.
All right.
So we hear that when you donate the plasma, you come out cold.
Yeah.
He comes out and he's packed in ice.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
I guess if you donate sperm, if
you're
come
was he
out
in Green Bay? Welcome to the tundra. You donated plasma, and we wanted to make you feel at home.
I guess if you donate sperm and you come out sweating, then it was good, right? You come out a little.
Yeah, I don't want to get. I mean, we've already gone way too far there. I mean, I saw people on Twitter last night that were mailing it in on other shows across the dial because they wanted to talk sports. And I said, no, come on over and let's
talk sports.
And here we are talking like Dr. Oz and breaking down plasma.
All we're doing is we're saving lives and supporting our sponsors, Joel. What could be more American than that?
I'm not sure where we got the sponsor out of it.
Because the one leading into the break is what you brought it up.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Plus, people want to know how to make some extra money.
That's
Joel.
Right. Now I'm quitting radio.
I was trying to help you out, Nick.
$200 for 15 minutes. I'll be rich in an hour.
Crazy. You don't have to do any more pyramid and Ponzi schemes.
I didn't say I'd rule this out, you know.
Okay.
Man.
All right, just don't bring a ruler.
We're not carpooling though to the sperm donation place, Nick. Please don't ask that.
Barry still has bad dreams about the putting it back in. Part.
I just don't wanna have to look anybody in the eyes when I leave. I just wanna be able to walk out. I'm used to the shame. I just don't need to
leave the envelope at the front desk, but I'd appreciate no one being there on my way out.
Yeah. I'm used to the shame, but I don't need the attention. So yeah.
So how about that? So there we've got that for you. See, this is what we do. We not only take care of sports issues for you and discussion, but we also try and solve life's little problems and make you some extra cash on the side.
We can make it sports related. How much do you think Tebow would get for donating?
Yeah, Tim can't partake in such ventures.
Is that against the religion to do that? I think he's not Catholic.
No, but he still thinks that's – I think it's naughty and dirty.
No.
I don't – believe me, I mean
– I wouldn't just be surprised he wouldn't do it either.
I don't think he'd do it.
Really?
Yeah. The plasma, maybe.
But it's probably worth a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure he would donate plasma, but yeah.
But his agent would probably negotiate it being more expensive.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. He's like, it's got the power to heal. Have you not seen the news?
If you've been Tebowed, your plasma is a little bit more expensive.
If you get Tebow's plasma, you're cured of everything. That's, of course, he's going to charge more.
So it's like Miller Lite, only it's Tebow's plasma, the champagne of plasma.
Yes, exactly.
There you have it.
As opposed to mine, which is the banquet beer of plasma.
Yeah, there you go. So you take your pick. Barry's plasma is available for $1.99. Tebow's is half your monthly salary.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
So there you go. Hey, by the way, some medical news coming out of the NFL that we should probably touch on since we're sticking on a medical front during these segments. The Cardinals say that Carson Palmer is cleared to start against the Jets on Monday night after missing a game with a concussion. We know that Cam Newton has not been cleared yet, but we do know, and want to get your take on this, Cam Newton was instructed to stay home from the Monday night game against the Buccaneers with a concussion. He did not pass protocol, and he was asked to stay home until he could recover completely. And then, with the beauty of people that have phones that become reporters, eyes on the street, Cam was on a, shall we say, it was a Segway slash scooter going through downtown Charlotte, no helmet on, and was taped by people. Are you okay with that?
Was it a Segway or was it a scooter?
It was a weird thing. It was like a Segway, but it was like a three wheels, and it was kind of like a trike.
So he was on a Segway, but with training wheels.
Standing straight up. But I mean, yeah. he was still standing straight up, but there was two back wheels. But, you know, he's wearing his fedora. So I don't think he was blazing a trail because the fedora would probably fly off.
Mm.
But nevertheless, he's supposed to be home, and God forbid he falls off that thing. He's not wearing a helmet. But if you're a fan, and especially if you're a Carolina fan, you okay with that? It's not as bad as other players on other teams that will remain nameless in concussion protocol going to gamble in Louisiana, just saying.
But what's wrong with that?
Oh, they had people, because instead of watching the team on the road in the, I think it was preseason, it was at LeBerge.
I don't understand what the problem would be, though. If I can't play and I'm not needed on the sidelines, that's fine if I go gamble. Riding a scooter in between, because it wasn't the picture that I saw, he was in between cars or something like that, or weaving in and out, or in traffic.
Yeah, that's
or something.
What I
know. Cam was in traffic.
Yeah, that's more dangerous, but sitting at a blackjack table.
Clowney, supposedly, when he was home for the preseason game. Yeah.
I have no problem with that.
Well, there's a lot of people that are saying that he's supposed to be recovering and at home.
Yeah, but fans get overly sensitive about that stuff. I mean, what is that dude going to do that takes away, that sitting in a casino while they're playing takes away from
him? He could take a financial hit and then have to become a donor because he lost too much money in the casino.
Yeah, that could be a thing. But yeah, I mean, the Cam Newton thing, it's reckless. And it's stupid because, like you said, man, in today's day and age, something like that would get blown way out of proportion.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need that. I mean, why not just stay home?
That's what all these people have become, instant reporters with cameras on their phones. Well, Nick, by the way, get on the phone, call the Texans right away. We need more people to not become a Barry and realize that there is no putback when you're becoming a sperm donor. Just in case people with concussions decide they need something to do or they lose too much money in the casino and need to recoup some of it. Just say. ESPN 97.5 FM.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.